There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Just black and white.
Stable genius, your words.
I am a stable genius.
This is the truth.
I'm a very stable genius.
This is Danny Land.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
Okay. I'm an extremely unstable genius, all right? Hello there, friends. Nice to have you with us. Do not fear the number 13. This is the 13th episode of Danny Land, and like a good scotch and a fine wine, the taste improves with time. The name, Danny Chekalinski. This is Danny Land. 90% of the world is stupid. Welcome to the 10%. I'm seated comfortably at my desk in my dungeon, Willoughby, Ohio. Again, it's 20 miles east of downtown Cleveland. My website has been banned by Facebook. Bring that down, would you please? Yeah. Facebook said RadioDanny.com, RadioDanny.com. It was intimidating and insulting. But you know what? Check it out. It's not. It just bears the truth. And that's what we do here on the podcast. RadioDanny.com. Many managers in the dead medium of radio in the past have tried to keep me from speaking, from telling the truth. They wanted me to say what they couldn't say. I did it. I won't. I walked away. I have my soul, my mind, and of course, I've got my integrity. We got a freaking rock band that won't stop. Stop it, would you please? Thank you. I watch the news so you don't... I watch the news basically so you don't have to, okay? I find what is interesting. I give you my unique perspective. It's something the news will not do. It's what makes Danny Land unique. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to tell the truth. I do appreciate a hug, though. So wrap your arms around reality, and let's begin with some good news right here in Cleveland.
Tonight, Cleveland City Council has removed all penalties for possessing less than 200 grams of marijuana.
And supporters say it's a big step, making sure that people don't get in trouble for carrying what they call small amounts of the drug.
Councilman Blaine Griffin says removing any penalty for some marijuana possession would mean that relatively small charges won't ruin someone's future.
All right, I guess that's great news, right up until it's not. Pot is still illegal, unless you have a medical card in Ohio, and then you have to overpay. Go up to the barn and get for like $120 than what they're selling it in the dispensary. So I'm told. So it's against the law, but they won't enforce the law. So where does that end, huh? Oh, here's a parking ticket. You don't have to pay it, but it's a ticket. But you don't have to pay it. Pot is legal in Michigan. It's legal in Illinois. It's illegal in Ohio, but legal in Colorado. You think there's a problem here? Do you think there's a little bit of a problem? No gray, okay? Cluster causes confusion. Illegal or legal, one or the other. I mean, imagine explaining the pot laws to the forefathers of this country. George Washington's head would be in a bong in a second. Those wooden teeth would just be, they would be sucking in some bong water. Now, you know, a lot of you people think I'm a Republican, and I'm not. I'm a libertarian. That means a little government, lots of defense, troops all around the border, and just leave me in the country alone. I don't need it. There's a revolution going on in this country right now, and you're nuts if you don't think that's happening. People have, they've never been more divided. People are pissed. Now, it's mainly the right. The left, they're passive. They say they're fed up, but they don't do anything, right? They don't react. Adam Schiff, all right, that's the guy that's leading the impeachment hearings. He had a political appearance over the weekend, and he was confronted by this guy here.
Liar! You should go to fucking jail. You should be in jail. You are a disgrace to the House of Representatives.
What is that?
You will be going to jail for treason. You will go to jail for treason.
Wow. Too bad I wasn't there. That sounds like me at the next HOA meeting, to be honest with you. Look, I wear my Trump 45 Keep America Great hat when I go out. It's probably about once a week. Nobody says anything. You know what? And sometimes I actually was afraid to wear it when I was going out, but I'm thinking, you know what? Why buy it if you're not going to wear it? We can all agree to disagree, but where is the respect? All right, let's change gears here. I'll get back to Trump in a second. I bought two tickets to Great White. Great White, they're still around. They're going to be here in Cleveland on February the 22nd. Second row, I don't care. I, I want to go, you go big or you go home. That's it. I got to be close to my air vents. It's about $650, right? Well, they sent me an email saying I needed a smartphone and an app to get in. Well, I don't like that at all. That's not flying with me, friends. So let's call, it's ticketcenter.com, all right? And let's see what a illegal alien's going to pick up the phone here. Here we go.
Please wait for the next.
Thank you for calling. This is Apollo. Who am I speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Chuck Alinsky. Here's the deal, okay? I'm trying to get a hold of somebody to talk. I bought some tickets from you guys, and I can't get a live person on the freaking phone. This is crazy. Now I have you on the phone, and here's what I want to do, okay? I paid $657 for two tickets in the second row to see Great White coming up in February. It says I got to have a mobile ticket at the app or something like that. I don't want that. Here's what I want. I want regular tickets printed like normal people have, or I want my money back.
Can I have the order ID number, sir?
Order ID, 322-85...
322-8583, correct?
Yeah, what you said, correct, yes.
322-8583.
I said 322-8583. If that's what you said, okay. Then, yeah, okay. Yeah, I bought them, let's see here.
Hold on, sir. I'm not the one who can accommodate you regarding this. I'll go ahead and connect you to our representative, okay?
All right.
On the line.
All right, thank you there, Apollo. Very nice. Are you kidding me? You don't think that we're in the middle of a freaking revolution going on? The hell was that? Guy wants my social security. That's the guy that's going to help me? Dear God. Wonder what embassy we're going to now.
Thank you for calling. My name is John. I'll be your customer care specialist. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, man? Doing okay? Are you there?
All good, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay,
yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Yeah. Here. Let me start with my order number. You need that?
I'm sorry?
What the hell is going on over there? It sounds like you're having a party.
No, sir. No. Okay. So how may I help? I do have here the whole information. How may I help, sir?
Okay. Here's what's going on. I bought them over the weekend, and they're not until February 22nd. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be in town or anything like that. I don't know who's going to be in town. They're going to be used, all right? I paid $657 and what? $657.50 for two tickets. I either want printed tickets, all right, or I want my money back.
Okay, so you're calling to request print tickets.
I'm sorry, what did you say? What printed? Yeah, like regular tickets. Calling, yeah.
Okay. So you're calling to get the tickets print, like a physical copy for the tickets instead of electronic?
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm calling, sir.
Okay. Due to terms and conditions, as said before going through the checkout, it's listed that we are not able to modify an order once it gets placed by the customer. And we are not able to change the delivery method right now at the moment.
All right, then just give me my money back.
The only way we can refund is when the event gets canceled and not rescheduled.
Hold on a second. That's not true, okay? Don't sit there and lie to me, because you took the money from me and you can put the money back, right? Now, slow down there, chap. If I don't have the tickets, I have to rely on a mobile app and I don't know if I'm going to be in town. That's insane. You have a supervisor. Let me talk to him or her, please.
Okay, no problem. Let me sit there and I'm going to transfer you.
Okay, thank you. Unbelievable. Hello?
Allow me a moment.
I'm just trying to figure out why I was on hold so long. If somebody's upset, why don't they go to the supervisor right away? I mean,
we're getting a
supervisor. Why, you got a lot of people complaining? That's what I'm telling. I mean, if you're trying to find a supervisor, that means you got a lot of people complaining and a lot of people that are not happy, right?
No, sir, that means that they are busy at the moment. They're on a meeting or they are taking calls. So let me be second. Right now I'm going to connect you with a supervisor.
All right, please do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you there. That was Apollo. That was Hop. That was Checky. Zippy. Cricket Man. Come on. You're in meetings, you're on phone calls. What are you doing? Get out of the meeting and take care of somebody that's pissed off because you got a shitty...
Customer Service Department.
Hello.
Please listen closely as our menu options have changed.
You got to be kidding me.
That
you
our phone team heavily prioritizes customers whose events are happening today
you
or
gotta
tomorrow.
You got to be kidding. This is how... This is Ticket Center, all right? This is TicketCenter.com. Be aware of these people. They are thieves. They are crooks. They employ people from an embassy. I'm very upset. I needed... they haven't awoken the bear, and I'm going to growl. Arr. All right. Let's go back to Trump here. The president had another one of those... these rallies are so fun to watch. Crazy. It was in Wildwood, New Jersey. 175,000 people wanted tickets. They only had 7,500 tickets. They started lining up, these patriots started lining up at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. They were tailgating. So you think they're all crazy Republicans, right? No, you're wrong. 26% self-described Democrats. Tuesday morning, the sun's not even up, the parking lot was full, and this, my friends, is the sound of a political revolution.
We are here in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's 40 degrees. It's freezing cold. But everyone here wants 4 more years. They're sleeping out overnight, camping out. They want 4 more years.
Wow.
4 more years!
People are crazy. How come I see this clearly and nobody else does? They're all confused. The media will brainwash you. They will tell you how you're supposed to think and feel. They want to influence your free will. All right? I've been behind the curtain. I've been part of the media. They're not good. So, all right, you would think based on what the media tells you, you would think that all the Hispanics would hate Trump because of the wall at the border and the strict rules about immigrants. But here's a Hispanic lady, and you know you don't see this on TV. All right? This will surprise you.
Because he's pro-life, and that for me is the first thing that made me look at him. And then when he started talking about immigration, my brother has to be in line waiting 7 years to come legal in this country. And just today he got the letter saying that he is going to be able to come here legally. 7 years my brother was waiting, and my mom to has her boy coming here legally. And the other people wants to come jump in line and do everything wrong and get everything free and no working on anything and get it and deliver us, give it everything free, and I had to work and pay for that. I don't think so. So, go Trump. Thank you, President.
Ma'am, thank you. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for abiding by the rules, because without rules, friends, we have chaos. And thank you for being a wonderful American. That's what it's all about. No, nobody's going to beat Donald Trump. Who's it going to be? Joe Biden, please.
So, folks, but you know, as much as he's trying to destroy me and my family, I hope I've demonstrated I can take a punch. And if I'm one nominee, he's going to understand what punches mean.
I don't think that you're going to be punching anyone. No, I don't think that's going to be. I mean, honestly, sir, you sound like your teeth are going to come flying out of your mouth. You know, Mr. Biden, you got to just put it. Stop campaigning. You need to sit in a lazy boy. Put an Afghan over there on your lap, do a crossword puzzle, and maybe suck on a Werther's hard candy. That's your destiny, sir. Oh, and Hillary, she wants to get back in the race.
Yeah, I certainly feel the urge because I feel like the 2016 election was really an odd time and an odd outcome. And the more we learn, the more that seems to be the case.
What? Where's the confusion here? I'm confused about your confusion, ma'am. You know, you lost. All right? And while Trump has been saving the country the past 3 years, you were busy as well. You had to avoid all those questions about Benghazi. You had to kill Jeffrey Epstein, allegedly. I'll tell you one thing, though. You know, if you follow the news and if you read history, the Clintons sure have a lot of people die that they are associated with. Mm-hmm. You're probably like me. The Kobe Bryant story, it's really starting to... I don't know how much more I can take. I know it's a big story. I get it. I understand. But the media, just media playing just audio of the crash, media showing a video of the helicopter flying around beneath the fog. It's creepy. You know, where does it end? They had to have security at the crash site to stop people from trying to steal parts of the wreckage. What type of barbarians have we become? There is a message here, okay? And people are starting to get it. I told you about this message on Danny Land a couple of podcasts ago. Time is short. Time is a gift. You got to make every second count. Family comes first. A job does not define you. A job does not love you. Money doesn't matter. Fame doesn't matter. Your character, your integrity, your soul, your faith, that's what matters. Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq, yeah. Former teammate of Kobe, he gets it. He spoke before Tuesday night's NBA game on TNT. He bared his soul.
We up here, we work a lot. And I think a lot of times we take stuff for granted. Like, I don't talk to you guys as much as I need to. The fact that we're not going to be able to joke at his Hall of Fame ceremony. We're not going to be able to say, hi, I got 5, you got 4. The fact that we're not going to be able to say, if we would stay together, we could have got 10. Those are the things that you can't get back.
Usually Shaq is, you know, just a dopey guy, funny guy joking around. It was just kind of weird to see him in a different role. Don't waste time. Don't waste that gift. Make every second count. One more thing on the Kobe thing. You're only going to hear this on Danny Land. Sunday in Los Angeles, it was the afternoon at LAX, the airport not too far from where Kobe Bryant and the others passed away in the helicopter crash. Everybody, of course, in the airport was talking about the helicopter crash. And this Delta employee gets it, okay? She grabbed the mic and addressed the passengers before they were getting on their flight.
It wasn't an easy day, but just know that we're here with you. And know that you have your life. So if there's someone you haven't spoken to today, call them. If there's someone you haven't reached out to in a while, call them. Don't text. Text it. No. We gotta pick the phone up. And if someone lives nearby and you haven't seen them, reach out to them. Go to the house. Knock on the door. Because they need to hear from you more than ever. We might have lost something great, a legend, but remember the spirit is still with us always. I'm here to line you up. We got the vibes going one more time for the go.
Yeah, she gets it. You know, and if we take that lesson, that Delta employee was so eloquently put it towards the passengers. Just take the time to make our time count, to make time for others. If that happens, then Kobe Bryant didn't die in vain. I'm going to be honest. I want people to like me. But I won't change to force someone to like me for who I am, or just get away from me. I say that to preface what happened with Don Lemon. Don Lemon, that goofball on CNN, he had a couple of guests on, and they were basically making fun of Trump supporters. And Lemon, you know, he wasn't really, he was listening, but he just sat there and he was, you know, laughing like a 13-year-old boy watching his first porn film.
And obviously it's false. And look, he also knows deep in his heart that Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. He knows that this is, you know, an administration defined by ignorance of the world. And so that's partly him playing to their base and playing to their audience, you know, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that wants to think that... That Donald Trump's a smart one, and there, y'all elitists are dumb.
you elitists with your geography and your maps and your spelling, even though my
math and your reading.
Yeah, your reading, you know, your geography, knowing other countries, sipping your latte.
All those lines on the map.
It didn't offend me, but it takes a lot. My level of tolerance, my friends, is pretty high. Don Lemon sitting there laughing, it wasn't that funny. But then again, I'm different. I walk around downtown Willoughby in black sweatpants and black tennis shoes. You know, laugh all you want, that's fine. But Don Lemon actually came out and apologized on Tuesday.
Anyone, ask anyone who knows me, they'll tell you. I don't believe in belittling people, belittling anyone for who they are, for what they believe, or where they're from. During an interview on Saturday night, one of my guests said something that made me laugh. And while in the moment, I found that joke humorous. And I didn't catch everything that was said. Just to make this perfectly clear, I was laughing at the joke.
Oh.
And not at any group of people.
First of all, you're lying. Second of all, you're not sorry, all right? If you were sorry, you would have apologized on Sunday, the day after it happened. But, well, we know what happened. Incredible amount of backlash because you did a bad thing. And the boss said, you know what, you better go on TV and you better apologize. Mr. Lemon, you have no spine. If you thought it was funny and you did, why do you apologize? Your credibility as a journalist was gone a long time ago, and now your integrity is missing as well. Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. All the hype is finally over. All the hype is finally over.
What's my favorite Patrick Mahomes moment? Probably when he comes in the huddle and he sounds like a frog. That's probably my favorite moment. I crack up every time.
Do it right.
I can't do that no more. Because he ain't going to throw me the ball no more.
All right, I'll even tell you what's going to happen during the Super Bowl. I lived in Kansas City for, about 3.5 years. What a great town. Great people. Great food. Just the character of that city. They really, really, really deserve this. They're going to get it. Kansas City's favored by a point and a half. The over-under is 52.5. If you partake in that stuff, kind of stuff, just go with Kansas City, given the point and a half, and go with the under. There's a chance of rain. Kansas City will cover, as I said. The game will be it'll be decided by less than 10 points. Patrick Mahomes, that's my guess for the MVP. What do you think the number one snack is for the Super Bowl? Wings? No. Chips? No. It's wieners. Of all things, America loves wieners.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
You know, I'm pretty pathetic to throw out that statistic just so I can play some stupid drop. I'll never do that again.
Hey! I want to dance with somebody!
I do, too.
Hi!
Hi! Back that thing up there, Richard.
Hey, come dance with me.
Let's go meet some men on Grindr. Quit it.
And you, come dance too.
Jeez. All right, we're done. Oh, before I leave, let me think. One more thing. I need a favor, okay? I need a favor. I need you to tell just one person about the podcast. Forward it to them. Link it to their Facebook page. If you do the Twitter, then tweet on Twitter. LinkedIn, you do it on LinkedIn, post it on LinkedIn. Just one person, it means a lot to me. Feedback, love to hear from you. Radio Danny on Facebook, Radio Danny on Facebook. We'll talk again on Monday.
You have just experienced the truth.
And I love all people, rich or poor, but in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Make sure to tune it again to Danny Land.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny. He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.